I'd like to read one of Rossetti's poems, a little nursery rhyme from a book of often very sophisticated nursery rhymes. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. What's this little poem about? Well, of course, it's a puzzle about the visible presence of an invisible power. That's obvious in a way. But Rossetti's poetry often has meanings that are less obvious, meanings that only a deeper reading will discover. I think of these leaves that are trembling, almost as if they're in fear. Think of these trees bowing down their heads, which might be a gesture of submission or of reverence. But the poem doesn't explain this. We've got to work that out for ourselves. Then think of what I was saying about the importance of the reading of scripture for Rossetti's poetry, the way scripture demands a deep and questioning reading. And I think this poem does demand that too. For Rossetti, the world is under the sway of invisible forces. It's a basic assumption of her writing, and it's a religious assumption. And if we approach this poem with an awareness of the context of Christian theology, I think we'll start to see things we wouldn't have seen before. In the Bible, the wind is a symbol of God's spirit. In fact, the same Greek word is used for both wind and spirit. And the idea of creation trembling in the presence of God, bowing down before God, is a biblical idea. This is a theological poem. Christina Rossetti is a theological poet. And this doesn't, I think, mean we have to believe the things Rossetti believes in order to value her work. One good reason for reading poetry is that it draws us into an intimacy with ways of thinking that are not necessarily our own. But it does mean that our reading of her work will become deeper, will become richer, if we understand its religious ideas.